This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Atlanta District Attorney bringing Georgia election charges against former President Trump may be forced off the case. USA's John Schaefer with more.
On Monday, the judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving Donald Trump and multiple co-defendants raised the possibility of disqualifying the district attorney responsible for bringing the case. This consideration stems from concerns that she may have financially benefited from a personal relationship with her chief prosecutor on the case. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday to address motions seeking the removal of Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis due to allegations of an improper romantic involvement with Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor she hired. Additionally, Trump and his co-defendants are pursuing the dismissal of the entire case.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's latest hospitalization for emergent bladder issues will keep him from a key meeting of NATO allies in Brussels. The 70-year-old retired general was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Hospital on Sunday. Earlier in the year, he'd been hospitalized due to complications from surgery to treat prostate cancer. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says the situation concerns him.
The world is on fire right now, and if we're not projecting strength, but rather weakness, it only invites aggression and conflict and war, and that's precisely what we're seeing right now.
Snowplow crews will be busy throughout Tuesday in New York and many other parts of the Northeast.
And we will be prepared to plow every street, every highway, and every bike lane as soon as accumulations hit 2 inches or more.
Jessica Tisch is the Sanitation Commissioner in New York City. Forecasters are calling for between 6 inches and a foot of new snow across areas of New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. There are also coastal flooding concerns along the mid-Atlantic coast. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A 7-year-old boy is fighting for his life after being shot inside Lakewood Church in Houston Sunday afternoon. That's where celebrity pastor Joel Osteen preaches. Commander Chris Hassick of Houston Police said the woman who opened fire and the boy she critically wounded came to the church together.
She gets out of her white vehicle, opens the door, pulls out the 7-year-old child out of the back seat.
The woman's gun had a Free Palestine sticker on it, and she has a long criminal history. Two employees at a chemical facility close to Houston lost their lives after being fatally shot by a 35-year-old individual whose spouse had previously worked at the same plant. The tragic incident occurred at the thermal polymer plant located in Angleton. The perpetrator, identified as Bradley Jones, held the workers at gunpoint before carrying out the shootings. Authorities managed to apprehend him about 30 minutes away near the Texas coast. President Biden is making light of concerns about his memory following the special counsel report that raised questions on his age. Speaking at a conference in Washington this week, Biden quipped about his longevity.
I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while.
The ABC network has given the green light to Golden Bachelorette, a spinoff slated for this fall following the success of Golden Bachelor. Teresa Nist from New Jersey captured Bachelor Jerry Turner's heart in the original series. The new spinoff will track a woman's journey to find love in her senior years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And a new friend that feels like we've been old friends forever. I met Vicki McKenna when we were doing the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And there was just something about her. And I think I know in part what it was. And that is that she says she's a declared reformed Marxist, which is a whole nother story. I mean, this is just, you know, things that you don't necessarily get on a dating app necessarily. I don't know that you would necessarily put it on there. But, you know, hey, look at she's newly married to a great guy. And we had fun sitting down, you know, just talking shop. And I said, look at, you've got to come on. You got to come on my radio show. We got to do this. So here she is, by hook or by crook. Vicki McKenna, who is a show host. She's a talk show host, the number one, by the way, number one talk show host, because that's all. We only deal with number ones, by the way, at WISN and WIBA in Milwaukee, Madison. Vicki, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, if you could see me, because good thing it's not radio, because I'm like five shades of red. thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you guys.
Well, you know, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you because you have been such a leading voice there in Milwaukee, Madison. You're one of the few people that I know that, you know, upset Donald Trump, but yet he loves you and wants to come back and talk with you again. You know, because you're just an honest person. You've always spoken, you know, truth to power, and you pull no punches. And I think in the process of having a very frank conversation with the president, I think you were further enlightened and appreciated that, He is. Some people question whether or not he's a man of integrity, but my perspective is that he is.
Well, I'll tell you something, and you're referring to a interview that I did with Donald Trump. And let me tell you how this got set up. Donald Trump, if everybody remembers, nobody thought he could win. Well, not I shouldn't say nobody. All of the people who thought he could win told me I was full of it when I said he couldn't. And in Wisconsin, it was Cruz territory. It was very enthusiastic for Ted Cruz. What Trump did, with Hope Hicks, I believe, was alongside him. He drove around Wisconsin, and he would look up or he'd listen to radio stations, and he'd have Hope Hicks find the number, and he'd call. He'd call the regular listener call-in line.
That's crazy.
I get a call from Trump, and my producer says, I've got Donald Trump on the phone. And I said, no, you don't have Donald Trump on the phone. It's some guy doing an impersonation
because radio folk never do that. We never pretend to be somebody else, right? That never happens.
Correct. And back in the day when I did music radio, we did phone stamps all the time before, you know, there was a question about the legality of that. So Trump gets on the phone. It's clear that it's him. And we just start going at it. And he gives me, you know, 20, 25 minutes. It ends a little weird. Everybody thought he hung up on me. He didn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I thought, good golly, this guy, the one thing, my big takeaway was that he was a serious guy. Mm-hmm. But my big takeaway was that this guy can answer any question I ask him. And he sincerely thought about all of these problems. And I tell you, when he won the nomination, I thought, you know, you can't not take him seriously. He clearly loves America. We got to figure out a way to get the anti-Hillary people to be pro-Trump. He wins Wisconsin. And you know, we thought he was going to do it again. And that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, it is a whole nother story. In fact, we were just talking about it again this morning, as we do on many days, is that we've got to protect the vote. And I'm not convinced that the machinations on the Republican side or conservative side have done what they need to do to mitigate some of the cheating. I don't think you can mitigate it all, because there is one party that are like 10-degree black belts in cheating. They've got it down to an art. I mean, so much so that even the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, himself said there's no such thing as voter fraud, which I found quite astounding, because I said, okay, if there's no such thing as voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and spending time in jail for voter fraud?
Well, I tell you, if the question is, has Wisconsin done what's necessary to ameliorate what we call the margin of fraud in our state? No, no. Mm. And Donald Trump has to win Wisconsin. You know, right. He just has to. He has to win Wisconsin. Have the Republicans acted to do anything? The answer is no. Right now, there is an administrator. I don't want to get too technical, so rein me in, Bill, if I get kind of off track here. We have an administrator of our election system in Wisconsin who was the one who altered all the rules illegally, all the rules in 2020 that resulted in absentee ballot drop boxes, in ballot harvesting, in ballot stuffing. Misfilled out absentee ballot envelopes, illegal curing of those envelopes, no signatures, no IDs for absentee ballot voting. The person who is responsible for that is now still in her position. The Republicans have an opportunity to impeach her, but the leadership of the Republican Party in our legislature, controls the legislature, steadfastly refuses to do it. You've got Mark Elias, multiple other groups in Wisconsin using the pressure point of lawfare in different ways. But we have a Republican-controlled legislature that has not done anything to try to protect 2024. It's driving, and it drives us absolutely out of our mind.
Yeah, you got to get a campaign going on there, to where it puts pressure on the Board of Elections. I mean, I got to tell you, it took Florida a couple of cycles, but they finally figured it out. It was amazing that once they cured the problem, it was like I should have had a V8. You know that commercial. Because it was like, what took us so long? Why? What happened?
Wisconsin needs new leadership, because the leadership won't move. They just won't move. I don't know. We can't get a straight answer as far as putting pressure. There's a recall movement against the Speaker of our Assembly, who is the one who really is holding all of this up. That's such a long shot. It's also a lot of, you know, resources that really need to be put to the general election. But what else do you do?
Exactly.
When you've begged, you've asked nicely, you've presented a case. We also had our legislature refuse subpoena authority to get information that we know is there that shows the incredible manipulation of the process in Wisconsin. Wisconsin went for Trump. The process went for Biden. And whoever controls the process is going to control the outcome of the election. And that, you know, unfortunately in 2020, that's exactly what happened. And we are not anywhere close to getting
that's what Karl Marx said. It's not about who votes, it's who counts the votes.
Correct.
And we saw that happen, you know, quite clearly in 2020. And I don't know if you saw a couple of weeks ago where a professor, you know, they're hearing the case in Georgia, right? a professor asked the judge, says, "Hey, can I borrow a pen?" But anyway, this is my allegory. But he gets a pen and he alters the results on the Dominion machine. Okay, with a pen, he alters the result, the vote count, on a Dominion machine. Now, Fox News, they must have just went into the fetal position immediately and said, I can't believe we gave these guys, you know, what, a billion dollars, got rid of Tucker, and their evidence, their count could be altered by a ballpoint pen.
A pen.
How insane. A pen. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we didn't even get that far. We didn't even get to our voter machines.
Yes.
We had, and people should read this. It is an absolute tour de force by an attorney named Jim Troupas, who is, by the way, under a Lawfare attack, just like John Eastman is.
Got to go to break. More from Vicki McKenna after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Vicki McKenna, number one talk show host, yes, in Milwaukee, Madison, at WISN, WIBA. And we're catching up here on all things political. But just to put a ribbon around what we were talking about, regarding voter integrity, something of a serious nature has to be done, Vicky, because I look at this and, you know, all that Trump has been accused of being an insurrectionist or anybody else that doubted the results of the 2020 election. I mean, this truly is treasonous, what has been perpetrated on the American people to violate the integrity of the whole voting system.
Well, we have just thrown it all. The left, and we've allowed them to, has just thrown every convention, every norm, every standard, every law, every policy to the four winds if it doesn't benefit them. We are held to the most exacting standard of the law, but they're not. And you're right. The voter integrity, besides the border is huge for everyone. And now that, you know, you've got Montana with its cartel incursion, Montana, for heaven's sakes. What's next? Mm-hmm. North Dakota? Right. So, you know, but the number one issue for conservative voters, at least where I am, is voter integrity. It's number one. And we've not done anything. We shine people on. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. The Republican Party's blowing money on floral arrangements and limousines in our state. They're with, you know, underfunded ad campaigns to promote absentee balloting by our side. And you're kind of looking around going, do you know who your enemy is? Did you see what they did in 2020, 2022? And have you noticed that they're putting innocent people in prison and trying to put the number one presidential candidate behind bars for 700 years, not to mention steal his business? You noticed that? Because, you know, lame ad campaigns promoting absentee balloting by Republicans, I'm just thinking, Bill, it's probably not enough.
No, you're exactly right, because they are a force of their own. They've been doing this for decades. You know, the thing that, you know, I found, you know, so astonishing was that they even had to admit that John Kennedy would not have been elected if there wasn't voter fraud that had taken place. You go, wait a minute, you're talking 60 years ago, 60 some years ago, this takes place, and you guys, you admit like as if it's just, you know, it's just the way you make soup. You know,
the Republicans have gotten used to that too in states where it happens a lot. We call it the margin of fraud in Wisconsin. It's been an old joke on talk radio forever. It's not even a joke. It's just sort of the way we describe how popular a Republican politician will have to be before he can get past that. We thought it was maybe a half a point, but it's more like 2 or 3 points now what they've managed to show us in 2020 what they're capable of. So you need to be 2 or 3 points ahead of the margin of fraud. Going back in the 2004
It's not even margin of error anymore. It's margin of fraud.
The other thing too, Vicky,
my friend who was in Chicago politics for many years, he's an attorney down here in Miami, and he said, you know, for the Democrats, he says the vote was never over until they went to the cemetery, because you had to get the cemetery vote in.
Well, remember the ballots? Remember the bags of ballots found in the great state of Minnesota?
Yes.
We had 1,800 non-existent addresses in the 2004 election. We had a report released in 2007 from the Milwaukee Police Department, the forensic team, but we weren't even supposed to talk about it. Eventually, that report was destroyed. Now it's really difficult to get unless you had a hard copy. That's how old it is, minimally in our state. You mentioned Illinois. That's a lost cause. But now you just see it replicated, and I think the Democrats' mode is this. Stop us if you can.
Yeah.
We dare you. We got money. We can fight in court. We can drag this out for months or years. Feel free to stop us. Because if you shell everywhere at the same time and you put the lawyers in prison like they're trying to do, or take away their law licenses, and you dare us to stop them, we kind of look around and say, geez, we sure would. If anybody bothered to give us any money to hire any lawyers, oh, wait, our lawyers are being disbarred. You know, so they know it's they're not even hiding it. They putting their thumb in our eye, very much like Putin did during the Tucker Carlson interview about U.S. currency. They just put their thumb in our eye, daring us to stop it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I want to transition over to last week's decision by special counsel Robert Hur. I like what the Babylon Bee boys had to say. Man ruled too senile to stand trial, still fine to run country.
Democrats don't care. They don't care. They've proved it. He was already showing signs of dementia when he ran.
Exactly.
They don't care. It's irrelevant. You could put, he could be dead. There's a funny, I don't know who did it. It's great. There's a funny parody out today on Weekend at Bernie's, Weekend at Biden's. Mm-hmm. Everyone's already made a joke, but it's a very funny parody. They could do that. He could be dead. They elected a dead man in New Jersey. He could be dead. Who cares?
But Democrats are not
about people. They're about the power. Period.
Yeah.
So look
what they did with Fetterman. But although Fetterman's, he woke up. He's risen from the grave. He's come back. It's interesting because this is the other thing too. The Democrats do is that they're the only ones I know that can go and get the cemetery vote and raise somebody from the dead that was an arch conservative Republican in life, but when they're somehow risen from the grave, they become Democrats and they vote Democrat. So here you got Fetterman, who you're thinking, this is a joke. We're dealing with Biden, and now you got Fetterman. Now all of a sudden, his synapses are starting to connect, and he's going, well, what happened to the country? And the Democrats are not sure what to do. They go, we liked him when he was brain dead. We don't like him when he's got an intellect, right?
Goodness, we can't have them defending Israel when we're out there trying to pretend there's such a thing as a two-state solution. Shut up, Fetterman. It's interesting to see him willing to join the sort of the cinema side of the party. That's don't bet on Fetterman. Just like you don't bet on Manchin. Of course, he's leaving,
right.
But you don't bet on cinema. Don't bet on these people. You know, these people are cutting deals to try to become kingmakers and end the deal makers. In this case, in the Senate. And so, but I like what he's doing. I like that he's causing an enormous amount of heartburn. But that's just, that's entertainment for me. That doesn't help the problem. And the problem is exemplified. The problem in the Senate in particular, in Congress, is exemplified. And what Mitch McConnell just tried to do to roll the Republicans on the supplemental. It's exemplified in a man who took what the entire conference said, ignored it, and then tasked a minion who's beholden to him to go and work with Chuck Schumer to sell us out. And worse, in that legislation would be an impeachment trap for Donald Trump on Ukraine. I mean, Fetterman's entertaining. I'm more interested in how we stop Mitch McConnell.
Well, it goes back to what you were referring to or inferring in just a moment here, Vicki, was that, the paradigm, the model for D.C. between, Congress and the Senate, it's power and control. It's about getting reelected. As they tell them on the first day of orientation, you think you're here to support and represent your constituents. You got to set that aside because your number one job now that you got elected is to get reelected. And in order to get reelected, you've got to kowtow to, the gods of D.C. and the ones that have all the money. And they become elite captured in a way by the oligarchs and by K Street. It's no wonder we're so misrepresented. Vicki McKenna, we got to leave it there. Vicki, how can people be in touch and listen to your show?
I am on 2 to 5. You can find me on
That's PM, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, 2 to 5, afternoon drive, we used to say in the old days, but go ahead.
Yep, 2 to 5 afternoons on WIBA.com. I don't want to, pitch an alternative company, so you can also find me on the app if you have a radio app. You can find me there. You can email me, Vicki McKenna, at iHeartMedia.com. Whatever. If you happen to have my cell phone, you can text. Don't give away my cell phone bill.
No, I won't.
If you happen to have it, feel
But just for fun, don't worry. I won't do what Donald Trump did to Lindsey Graham. Send out his cell phone
That's
number.
Awesome.
Hysterical. Well, lady, look, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to connecting again. You take care.
Thank you, Bill.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. Some Republican lawmakers want a special counsel's statements regarding President Biden's age and memory taken more seriously. Texas GOP Congressman Mike McCall says he's worried about Biden having those memory lapses in high-stakes, one-on-one, closed-door meetings, like perhaps a meeting with the King of Jordan, like on Monday.
I think this really calls into question our national security.
Last week, a special counsel assigned to investigate Biden mentioned how the president seemed to experience strange memory lapses during a lengthy interview. The money in graphics and gaming is real. Nvidia is currently the fourth most valuable public company in the world. Shares in the chip company rose, pushing its market cap to $1.83 trillion, moving it ahead of both Alphabet and Amazon. The stock has risen 17,000% over the past decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, good news for beef eaters. Lean beef can be a part of a heart-healthy diet, as more than 36 cuts of beef now meet the USDA's definition of lean meat. Back with us, direct from Denver at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Culinary Center, is the one and only Dr. Shalene McNeil, and she joins us now to share some recipes and what cuts to look for at the meat counter. Shalene, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, people are more likely to maintain a healthy diet if it's satisfying and enjoyable. We know that. And the good news is you don't have to give up your favorite foods. It's all about balance, isn't it?
That's right. And now there's just so much research out there that consistently is showing us that if you include lean beef in your heart-healthy diet, you'll maintain your healthy cholesterol levels. So that's great news for beef lovers out there.
Well, it really is. I mean, you know, for so long, I got to tell you, is that I've had people reject this premise that, you know, you needed to take lean meat out of the diet. So anecdotally and experientially, they were in direct conflict with what was the, you know, general consensus. So, hey, now we're free to eat meat. I love it.
That's right. It's time to update our image of beef with the new research that's out there and kind of get that outdated image out of our minds, because we've got great research to support how lean beef is part of a healthy diet today.
Well, let's talk about what is considered lean meat now.
Yeah, when you go to the meat case, you'd be surprised. Take a look, and I always challenge people to do this. The beef supply has gotten a lot leaner over time. So that's great news for those looking for lean cuts. And when you're at the beef case, the tip that I like to share is to look for the words round or loin in the name. Bill, as you said, you know, there's more than 36 cuts of beef that meet lean guidelines. So keep in mind, if you look for those round and loin cuts, so things like a top loin, a sirloin, a tenderloin, or a round steak, or an eye of round, all of those cuts are lean cuts of beef, and that's an easy way to find those cuts.
Mm-hmm. And your body loves that lean meat, doesn't it?
Well, the great thing is you're getting all that high-quality protein. You're still getting the iron and the zinc and the B vitamins that beef brings without any extra fat that you may not want. So lean beef is a great satisfying option.
I'll tell you, we're so fortunate to have Dr. Shalene McNeil with us. She's a registered dietitian, executive director of nutrition, science, health, and wellness at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So she knows what she's talking about. And, you know, as we said earlier, it is about balance, isn't it?
It is about balance. It's also about eating foods that you enjoy and not giving up those tasty foods. And that's where beef comes in. And when we think about recipes and planning meals with beef, we're always thinking about the balance. It's not just the beef. You mm-hmm. want to pair it with whole grains and vegetables and fruits and have a balanced meal. But when you do that, you're going to get great health benefits from a beefy, heart healthy, and nutritious diet.
Well, Shalene, as you say, the trick is to choose leaner cuts and healthier cooking methods. Break that down for us a little bit,
That's right. Healthier cooking methods.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we choose the leaner cuts, just like you said, and some of the healthier cooking methods, things like grilling or roasting. When we do our ground beef, we're using lean. We can always drain and rinse any extra fat that's there. But grilling and roasting are two of my favorite low-fat cooking methods.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a moment here and talk about some of your favorite lean beef dishes, if you would.
Yeah, we did that. We picked out some of our favorite lean cuts that we've already talked about. We used some of those low-fat cooking methods. One of them that we want to share is a spicy Korean beef and cucumber appetizer. Great for game day weekend. Well, we've got a delicious grilled strip loin steak that is so mouth-watering. And then we put herb-crusted cream cheese, and then we've put it on top of a cucumber, and we've added chili sauce, Korean spicy chili sauce. So we've got a nice crunchy, low-carb, if that's your thing, high-protein, delicious, flavorful appetizer. Another thing that we've got for you is actually one of my weekly go-to favorites. It's a beef confetti taco salad. We've taken some ground beef. Mm. We've made that traditional taco salad, but we've added some bell peppers that are red and green and sliced and diced with some red onion. So it has a confetti look with all that great color on a bed of greens. And then we've got for you a roasted sun-dried tomato beef tri-tip. Tri-tip comes from the sirloin, so it's one of those lean cuts. And we've paired it with peppers and sweet potato. So what we did is we took that sun-dried tomato, we mixed it with an Italian dressing, we made a vinaigrette, and we used that to season our peppers and our sweet potato and our beef. And we put it in the oven to roast it, and we just have this mouth-watering meal that's a fully balanced meal.
Awesome. I'll tell you, do you realize how many Mexicans out there, like yours truly, are going to love serving up confetti tacos? I mean, it just sounds so Gucci. You know, you just, hey.
Well, we've got something for everybody at Beef and Poker Game, that's for sure. And I think lots of people love beef in all forms, for sure.
No doubt about it, but I love the idea. I mean, the picture that you're giving me. Of course, this is, you know, you always do this to me, Shalene. You come on the show, you start talking about these delicious recipes and everything, and guess what's for lunch?
I hope it's beef. It's not real fair that I'm doing this to you because we're actually looking at these delicious beef cuts and we're about to enjoy them here in a little while, too.
Well, so thank you. I know. Here we are in radio smell-o-vision. We can use our imagination and understand that, you know, this new research that you're presenting it to us that says lean beef like sirloin, tenderloin, or eye of round roast can be eaten. You're saying four or more times a week now, huh?
Beef can be that protein you choose for your heart healthy diet. You don't have to give up on beef. Of course, variety is the spice of life. You always want to mix it up. But beef can certainly be that protein you choose for your heart healthy diet.
And as you said, you know, balance is key as well. You got to pair it with fiber rich vegetables, fruits, and whole grains, right?
Absolutely. It is all about balance. And what's great about beef is that it pairs so well with many of these vegetables. You know, for me, broccoli tastes a lot better when I have a sirloin with it. So like it helps me get those veggies as well.
That's better than a spoonful of sugar. Are you kidding me?
And super satisfying, too.
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Shalene, a little background, okay? Help our audience understand, how did you get interested in becoming a registered dietitian and now affiliate yourself with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association? Walk us through a little bit of your history. You know, tell us your story, if you would.
Sure. You know, I'm a first-generation college student, so I started out thinking that I wanted to go to medical school. I was a biomedical science major, and then I found the field of nutrition, which felt so much more practical because everybody eats and everybody's looking for tips on healthy eating, and I was able to apply that science from my biomedical science background to a PhD in human nutrition, where we studied the health benefits of eating different foods. I was studying eggs and their benefits on cholesterol, and then ended up finding my way to Farmers and Ranchers to work on beef and get to look at research that they're supporting and talk to the public about how to enjoy beef as part of a healthy diet. Because a lot of people love beef, but they don't have the information they need to incorporate it into a healthy diet. And that's what we're here for, to spread the good news.
Well, here you are blessing people with the fact that, you know, you can enjoy lean beef. And the reports, you know, backed up probably some of this stuff early on. Intuitively, you had to challenge the common thought about beef, that it was problematic, because experientially you could see that it wasn't as bad as it was being reported early on, was it?
That's right. I think people can feel the benefits when they're eating beef. They feel satisfied. But nutrition is changing all the time. Even in my career as a registered dietitian, how much I've seen us changing our nutrition advice, and that can be really confusing for the public. But what we've done is we've stuck with following the research, making sure that the research supports beef and a healthy diet, and then sharing that out there with practical tips. That's like why we suggest looking for those lean cuts. That's an easy way to save calories and fat. There's a lot of easy things that we can do when it comes to beef or just eating healthy in general that is important to share with the public.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Shalene, next time, I got to be there with you. It's not fair. I want to experience firsthand, have a little bit of taste of all the different cuts and ideas, so that not only can we talk about it, but, I'll take one for the team. I'll sit there and suffer for the audience and say, hey, look, I've got to check these recipes out firsthand so that I can, give my good housekeeping seal of approval on these great findings, okay?
Well, come see us. We'd love to have you.
For more information, where do they need to go, Dr. Shalene McNeil?
They would go to beefatwhatsfordinner.com. And that's where they'd find these recipes, how to find those lean cuts, all kinds of great information at beefatwhatsfordinner.com.
Oh, we love it. Dr. Shalene McNeil, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRisi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRisi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRisi and visit SkyRisi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RISI to learn more.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Well, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada at the 2024 SHOT Show. And in the hot seat right now, we welcome Congressman August Pfluger. He is from the 11th Texas District, and honored to have you here, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, I thought you might appreciate this. This came from Babylon Bee. They said, the Supreme Court rules Texas must replace barbed wire with giant red carpet.
Unfortunately, that's already happened. Biden did that on day one.
Exactly.
I love the Babylon Bee. I love what they put out. And it's not just sad, but it is true.
Yeah, exactly. You know, God bless your governor, you know, Governor Abbott. I mean, he's becoming America's governor, frankly, because the sentiment that all of America, all 50 states, you know, you've heard it said, have become a border state.
That's right. It's devastated our state over the last 3 years. You think about the amount of fentanyl deaths, 100,000 plus, 300 plus people that missed the terror watch list, the assaulting, raping, and trafficking of young kids.
Exactly.
It's so sad. I'm on the Homeland Security Committee.
Oh, okay.
We are going to proceed with the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, mm-hmm. because he has willfully ignored the laws that are on the books right now, and he's let this happen.
Well, Mayorkas is certainly part of the problem. I mean, his marching orders are coming from, you know, from the Biden, you know, encampment, you know, extended through Barack Obama. I mean, you know, this is what we're getting. So what are the chances? Okay, you impeach him, but what do we get?
Well, it's a great question. And a lot of people are asking, why are you not impeaching the president for this abdication of duty, for the egregiousness of how many people have come in illegally?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the answer to that is there's more to the story with the Biden family.
Right.
You know, taking money from the Chinese Communist
exactly.
Party, and what J.B. Comer is uncovering. There's more to the story, and they're going to continue to follow that. But right now, we know that we have a secretary who is charged with securing the homeland. And not only has he failed to do that, but he's actually opened up our country to a Trojan horse of threats from all over the world.
Right, exactly. You know, Congressman, it was tough enough with 8 years of Barack Obama. He gave us the insecurity, national insecurity of America for 8 years, and you would think people would know well enough that this is a policy that is embraced by Democrats, and they, you know, we bring them back. I guess we got tired of winning and having a secured southern border, and, you know, this stupid argument that, well, the Mexicans didn't pay for it. Wait a minute. You know, you don't understand business and how things work, right? Because, as you say, there's more to the story, and if there would have been just a little bit of cooperation, we wouldn't be where we are today.
You are absolutely right. This is the weakest president in the history of this country. It starts at our southern border. He has weakened us because he has done nothing. He made it worse because he has allowed, with no detention of illegal aliens, with the parole of these people, releasing them into our interior. And then it extends well beyond our borders and throughout the rest of the world, where people don't trust us, our allies don't trust us,
exactly.
Enemies don't fear us.
Right.
But it starts at our southern border.
See, we started out as being that shining light on the hill, as John Winthrop said, and prayed for. We've sent more missionaries to educate the world on Western values and principles that were embraced. You know, I thought it was quite interesting this past week at Davos. You got the newly elected president of Argentina, you know, kind of schooling these, you know, supposedly world-class elites that know so much, right?
That's exactly right. Look, Bill, I served in the military. I served in places like Iraq and Syria. Mm. Thank you for your service as well. But can you imagine right now what our military personnel who want to defend this country, what do they think about our southern border when they're out overseas?
Exactly.
Protecting our interests throughout the world, but yet we can't even do it here. And it really has nothing to do with force. It's the rhetoric.
Exactly.
They know that they're not going to enforce the laws.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. We're going to hold them accountable, but we can't survive for more years.
Well, no, there's
type of administration.
Well, there's no way. And here you are. You're part of Homeland Security, with the committee, and you've got all this danger you're letting through. I keep reminding people. I go, you got to know that the cartels are controlling all these people that are coming across our border. They don't come across for free. They are beholden. In fact, this is modern day slavery, indentured servitude that has been allowed and promoted by the Biden administration, which delivered, I think something like $13 billion just in sex trafficking alone to the cartels. The cartels say Joe Biden been very, very good to us.
You're right. And how tragic is that? When you go down there, I've been down there, and I've seen the kids that are wearing these bracelets, and the bracelets are different.
Then Mayorkas didn't even know.
He had
right?
no clue, and these are the cartels' imprint on these kids, and they own these people, and they're trafficking them not for $1,000 or $2,000 a person, $5,000 and $10,000. They are making billions of dollars a month, and they have operational control of the border. Biden does not have it. Mayorkas does not have it, even though he has lied to Congress and said that he does.
Exactly. Yeah, and how many single communist Chinese men have come across the border? And, of course, cartels get a windfall profit there, because I'm hearing they're getting as much as $30,000 a head.
You know, that's true. And in my district, which is not on the border, but we're about 100 miles away, multiple sheriffs will call me from different counties, and they will say, hey, we just picked up more military age males from China, and the FBI has listed them as high value targets. You know, in fact, I asked Christopher Wray when he was on the stand in front of our committee, I said, Director Wray, are there people who have matched the terror watch list that you know have come into this country, but we don't know where they are? And he said, yes. Directly next to him was Mayorkas, and I said, is it your policy to release these people into the country? He would answer the question. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, right.
But some of those are Chinese Communist Party, either plants or people associated with the Chinese Communist Party.
You know, Congressman Fluger, I got to tell you, it's so frustrating sometimes to watch these hearings because, you ask a direct question, it's deflected, whether it is from Ray or Mayorkas, certainly. I really feel for you guys because, we're frustrated. You've got to be frustrated. I mean, it was even like, what was it, last month, Hunter Biden, who's been, is being held in contempt of Congress, right? he shows up just at the meeting like he's an observer or whatever, and I'm going, arrest him. You know, put handcuffs on him. I mean, you can apologize later. You know, let him call his dad and, you know, complain. You know, I'm in handcuffs. What am I, you know?
You know, being held in contempt of Congress used to mean something. People feared it.
Yes.
We have got to get our legislative authority back. The Constitution demands that we are an equal branch of government, not subservient to the executive branch.
Exactly.
And we need to work on that. And the Hunter Biden issue is it's the exact analogy. It highlights why we need to get that power back to the legislative branch.
Well, it enunciates the level of corruption. I mean, people generally say, in my trial from my audience will say, it's like all the three-letter agencies are corrupt. I mean, and that's pretty, you know, it's a pretty sad commentary on our government.
You know, there are good men and women throughout all those agencies that are doing good jobs throughout the country. But the fact is that those that are leading these agencies have been politically weaponized against the American people. And we're not going to stand for it. And I'm going to tell you, we have a two-seat majority right now. It is so fragile. But Republicans are standing in the gap against a government that wants to overreach, like they're doing in the Second Amendment, like they're doing on the energy industry, like they're doing when it comes to not enforcing the border laws.
Well, Congressman, what you've dedicated on behalf of we the people, we honor and respect. What can we do for you?
Listen, this election is the most important election. I know people say that. I was a fighter pilot. Never had any political experience. I'm going to call a ball and strike a strike.
Mm-hmm.
But we need people to come out and vote. And if you want your rights and your freedoms to be preserved, and you want the government to stay out of your life for the most part, if you believe in small businesses, low taxes, and a strong economy and military, there's only one way. There's only one party. There's only one group of people that's going to stand up for those rights. And we need everybody to come out. We cannot sit on the sidelines anymore.
Exactly.
We have to participate, get vocal, and stand up for these rights that we so desperately need.
Exactly. Congressman August Pfluger has been our guest, a fighter pilot. And in SHOT Show, have you had a chance to go through it?
Oh, I love going through it.
Oh, is this unbelievable? One of the statistics I got, you'd appreciate it. 547 F-16 fighter jets could be on the show floor. That's how massive this place is.
It is massive, but you know what? It makes me be proud to be an American.
Amen.
Because you see companies from every one of the 50 states that just want to have, they want to provide for families, they have employees, and we have to preserve that ability.
Well, Congressman, cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much for stopping by. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with